Hurdlers, Emily Abadi here with a brand new hurdle moment for the smaller obstacles we're all facing on the regular each and every day. I am fresh off the plane from London, and I've got to be honest, I am exhausted. This is the first trip in a really long time that had absolutely nothing to do with work and just a lot of touristing and marathon spectating and a lot of eating, and it was a blast, but I am ready to be back in the New York groove. This week for Hurdle Moment, I'm chatting about habits for happiness. These are just some practices that I've adopted over the past couple years that help me keep a positive outlook, even on the days where I'm not exactly feeling like my best self. If you have some strategies of your own, I'd love to hear about them. You know the drill, at Hurdle Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And don't forget to keep those Hurdle Moment topic suggestions coming my way. You can always reach me over email. It's emily@hurdle.us. And with that, let's get to this week's Hurdle Moment. Bad days happen. Something as simple as tripping on your way to the bathroom in the morning or forgetting your coffee tumbler on the kitchen counter when you're leaving to go to the office, they can totally throw off your vibe for the rest of the day. Over the last few years, though, I've managed to home in on some ways to keep smiling even when I feel frustrated or tired or whatever the case may be. Granted, these are strategies that work for me, but hopefully they can work for you too. All right, habit number one, be your authentic self. We say this time and time again, social media can really be toxic. I mean, depending on what your rules are for keeping your phone near or around your bedroom, pretty much from the second we wake up in the morning, we are bombarded with images of what other people are doing. And it becomes super easy to compare yourself to other people. What I've come to realize is that both on social media and off social media, the best thing that you can do is be you, be your authentic self. There's no point in wasting your energy trying to be someone or something that you're not. Now, granted, I think there are a couple of different exercises that I've done personally over the last couple of years that have helped me figure out who I am, at least to an extent, right? I talked about this in the first hurdle moment, writing down the things that bring me joy in my life or narrowing in on what my values are. It wasn't something that I sat down one morning and I was like, these are my values. But instead, what I did was I really thought about the things that are important to me. And by writing these things down, by taking the time to put in the work, I learned about me. Every day we're learning something new about ourselves, but doing small exercises like this help me identify what's important to me and give me a nudge to stay on that path. When you're your most authentic self, you attract the people that you're meant to attract, which actually brings me to my next important habit. Surround yourself with good people. I honestly think that this has been one of the biggest lessons I've learned in my adult life, is that people come and go. Everyone that comes into your life at one point or another, they have a different role to play. And each of these people can teach you something. And sometimes when relationships just feel like too much effort, it's okay to let them go. We are constantly evolving. And with that, so do our relationships. It takes a really big person to let someone play a certain role in their life when they might have hoped that they would play a different one. But we hear it all the time, right? You are a combination of the five people that you surround yourself with the most. That means that every single day you have the opportunity to cultivate your squad, to make sure that the people that you're spending the most time with actually are lifting you up, that they're faucets, not drains. If you're hanging out with someone that might be a little bit toxic, ask yourself why. What is it that you're looking for from that relationship? And is it really serving a purpose? Think of it this way. If you're constantly surrounding yourself with someone who eats a lot, then you're probably going to eat a lot. If you are surrounding yourself with someone who's a go-getter, someone that has the same values that you do, these are shared qualities. These are things that are going to make you both better. The next habit, get enough sleep. Plain and simple, happy people make sleep a priority. No one that is living their best life is running on 3 hours of sleep. And anyone who's promoting that constant hustle, no rest situation, I don't know. It doesn't scream happy vibes to me. I truly believe that your energy, attention, memory, all of these things are drastically impacted when you're not getting enough shut eye. And something I really swear by related to this is that I really try to get up around the same time every day. And of course, I wake up at around 5:45 during the week, and on the weekend, it's a little bit closer to 7. I find that it's easier to wake up overall no matter what the day is. I'm less irritable. And of course, I'm just plain happier. My next habit, let go of the past. Living in the past doesn't do us any favors, period. In fact, when you're so focused on what happened yesterday or a month ago or a year ago, it just gets in the way of you being in the present and learning from that. There are definitely going to be times that this is easier said than done. I've gone through plenty of things where I feel absolutely incapable of living in the moment. Case in point, a breakup. In that scenario, it's pretty status quo to have some sort of mourning period that involves your bed and too much alcohol and not enough food and some quality time with your friends. The truth is, though, is that everything in life happens to teach us something. Even the hard stuff, like those breakups that make you want to scream an ugly cry. There's a purpose. And when you're able to truly live in the moment, your moment, you're able to get the most out of every single day. You know, more often than not, we take the bad and we let it hold us back, and it just doesn't have to be that way. Happy people are truly happy, not because they don't fail, but because that they've learned to take their failures in stride. In fact, I find that the happiest people have come to understand that failures are not something that need to be a setback, but instead they can always be a lesson. All right, the next habit, set aside time to be alone. I remember how scared I was to live alone. I thought that I'd just be super lonely all the time, despite having all of this newfound freedom and a place to decorate and call my own. What ended up happening is that my apartment, it became my sanctuary. I came to understand that if I don't take time just to be alone with me and my thoughts, then I don't have time to decompress or process. Spending time alone gives you the opportunity to evaluate how things are going. Of course, what you do during this time is completely up to you. Maybe you journal, or maybe you don't. Maybe you watch crappy reality television that requires absolutely no brain cells whatsoever. Regardless of what you do, the alone time is your time. There's a lot of science on this too. You know, I was reading a Forbes article the other day that pointed out that spending time solo actually increases empathy and productivity. And it can also really help you get to know yourself. Last year, I went on a trip to Italy alone and I was really scared. I remember getting in the Uber to the airport, and without any thought, I just felt tears well up in my eyes. I was so frightened of just tackling the unknown without a right hand. The reality was that the second I got to Italy, those tears were non-existent. I felt confident and proud of myself and excited for whatever was about to meet me in this like truly special place. It taught me that sometimes doing things on your own by yourself can be empowering. It taught me that I, Emily, I'm good just as I am, and I don't need someone else to validate that. And the last habit, work actively every day to create your own happiness. You have the opportunity every single day to do things that bring you joy, period. Of course, some days there might be stuff that you don't want to do or you don't feel like doing, like going into the office or running errands or whatever the case may be. Every second you spend waiting for happiness to find you is a second wasted. Of course, some things do happen by chance, but I think it's important to point out that I don't think the happiest people in the world are always the wealthiest or the best looking. I think that happy people are people that put in the effort to be happy, that are willing to put in the work. Again, when you make yourself a priority, the rest of the things just fall into place. All right, hurdlers, tell me, what are the things that you are doing every single day that make you happy? Make sure to tag me with your strategies on Instagram and share this episode before the end of today. Do it right now with a friend. As always, I appreciate you, and I just want to let you know, you guys make me the happiest. Another hurdle moment conquered. Catch you guys next time.